Welcome to the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. Hi, I'm Hillary Bennett, former corporate stooge turned motivated mompreneur. After becoming a mom, I realized the two options offered to me weren't going to work. I didn't want to stay at home, but I didn't want to work a normal 9-to-5 job either. I wanted to be able to live into my professional calling and be a present, joyful mom. So I left my 9-to-5 and started coaching mamas just like you, build successful, heart-centered businesses. Join me each week here on the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast as I share my lessons learned and secrets so you too can leave the corporate hustle behind and step into a life of freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance. Hey there, it's Hillary. I am the heart and soul behind the Motivated Mompreneur and your host for the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. And I am just loving that we are diving into season two. You've already listened, hopefully, to our first episode all about values. I'm now going to kind of take a step back and share with you my corporate dropout story. The reason why I really want to share this is because of a couple of things. One, I want to get to know you, and sometimes the best way to do that is to be vulnerable myself. So, at the end of this episode, if you feel like it's resonated with you or not, I really invite you to reach out to me on Instagram, shoot me a DM, and let's get to know each other better. But the other reason is that I hope that you can see that you are not alone and that there are many ways to make the transition from having a corporate career, being a working mama with a 9-to-5, to being a mompreneur with flexibility and freedom and financial abundance. My way might not be your way, and your way probably isn't the right way for someone else. But if we're all really open about what this is and not just conveying this story of quick success, I think that that will be so much more helpful. Okay, so I, for as long as I can remember, wanted to be in business. When I was 5 years old and you asked me what I wanted to be when I grow up, I would say, I want to be a manager. I don't know what kid thinks that or dreams that, but that was me. Very practical. As Mary Poppins would say, practically practical in every way. My dad was a manager. He was at the same company for 47 years when he retired, and I looked at him as what I wanted to do. I wanted to follow in his footsteps. And so I worked really hard to make that dream a reality, and coming out of college, I got my dream job with my dream company, and it was awesome. The company was so good to me. I was able to move up and move around and experience amazing things and work with amazing people. And then I decided to start a family. And as you well know, becoming a mom changes everything. And I know that I sort of talked about this in the previous episode, all about values, but I didn't understand to the extent that my life would change. I think this is probably true for all first time around moms, but like to a cellular level, everything that would change about me and what I found important and what I wanted. And then here's the kicker is it also wasn't, the changes that did happen didn't go the way I thought they would. So I thought the changes would be, okay, maybe I don't want to work anymore. Maybe I just want to be home with my kids. That they are going to be the biggest love of my life. I will be obsessed with them, never want to be away from them, all of these things. But my truth was totally different. I actually needed to be away from my first kiddo. I mean, both of my kids, but this was a real shock to me. It was not a surprise after my second. I was like, yep, that's how I roll. I needed time away. I wasn't obsessed. I wasn't losing myself in motherhood. And yet I lost myself all the same. And I think that's one of the reasons why it was such a blind spot for me, was because I didn't feel like I lost myself in my kids, but I still lost myself. And I started, as I went back to work both times after maternity leave was over, I started to feel discontent. And it's now I call it divine discontent. I was unhappy. I was waking up in the morning not wanting to go to work. Sunday afternoon, I would start feeling this dread. And it didn't make sense to me because I had a great job. I worked with great people. I had amazing pay and benefits. There was not one thing wrong on paper about my job. But I was feeling this discontent and honestly dread about what I was doing. And I call it divine discontent because it allowed me to start questioning. Had I not had that feeling of discontent, I wouldn't have started to ask, okay, what else is out there for me? What could be different and better than where I'm at right now, or different and next? And the first thing that threw me into this age of discovery and wondering and questioning was doing a values exercise, a values identification exercise. Definitely listen to episode one if you haven't done that. What came back is that my values had changed. Big shock to me, but, you know, probably not a big shock to everyone else. And as I started to learn how to live into those values, I started to try new and different things. The first thing that I tried was to host a retreat for new moms. And for many of them, it was their first time away from their kiddos. We went to the beach. We did some personal development. And it was a failure in as many ways as it was a success. I thought that this was going to be the one thing that was like, cool, this is your new calling. You're going to be able to build a business off of this and make money off of this, because I love expressing my gift of hospitality, and I thought this was going to be it. And it was not it. And so I kept searching, and I kept searching. And I was already coaching in my job in corporate. And so I took that skill that I already had and enjoyed, and I decided to grow that. So I just kind of want to illuminate here that I tried a couple things, and I actually tried them, right? So I was still working my full 9-to-5 when I held that retreat. I didn't make money off the retreat. Let's also be clear about this. Broke even on the retreat. And it wasn't necessarily to make money. That wasn't my goal. But it was to see, will this work? Now, I know the thing that's going through your head, because it was going through mine. And honestly, it still is going through my mind. And that is a replacement income. Back in the day, this is no longer the case, but back in the day, I was the primary earner for my family. My husband was going to school to get his master's in teaching. This was later on in life. It was a big career change for him. And we had our first kiddo right before he graduated from his master's program. And so I was just coming off of maternity leave at the same time he was moving into his first ever teaching job. And so as I was going through this time of discovery, my husband was at the very beginning of a teacher's career. So you know that I was the primary earner for the family. And so replacement income was really important in terms of the longer view of how I was going to make this transition. But I want to be really clear about the fact that I experimented along the way. I talked to people along the way. I spoke with people at church. I prayed real hard about it. And I talked to other people who were doing things that I thought maybe I wanted to do to learn from them. So I was really active in exploring all of these things. I wasn't just reading books and scrolling Instagram. And if that's where you are, no problem in that. But if you really feel that divine discontent too, I really urge you to step past that and start experimenting, because that's how you're going to keep this momentum going. So when the retreats didn't pan out the way that I thought that they would, I really kind of said, okay, what is a skill that I have and I love, and how might I turn that into a business? And for me, that was coaching. I was coaching as a part of my job. I was naturally good at it. And so I decided to go out and get certified. When you are looking at your next step, getting additional education or certification or accolades is not necessarily what you need to do. And in fact, for me, of course, I can't go back, and it was done on purpose. And I feel like the Lord, you know, was making happen exactly what He meant to happen. There were lessons I needed to learn, but I didn't have to do it that way, Right now, the women that I work with don't even know what it means to be a certified coach. So be really discerning about throwing yourself in to additional education and qualifications before experimenting, because you may not have to do that. And I said I wanted to do it because I wanted to be the best coach possible. I wanted additional tools and an additional skill set, and I'm grateful for that. And I think that eventually, whether I had started selling my coaching services before getting credentialed or not, I would have gone down that path because those sorts of things are important to me. All this to say is you don't need to follow a specific formula. You do not need all of the education and certifications before experimenting. Even with things that require them, you can begin to learn and try things out. For example, one of my good friends, she's always dreamt of being a teacher, was always encouraged away from that path. And now she's been a successful pharmacist for well over 10 years. She has started subbing as an emergency sub within the district. This does not require any kind of teaching certification. But because she's had this dream of being a teacher, she found a way to experiment with this future possibility before having to go get any of these additional credentials or education. So usually there's a way, whether it's volunteering or something else, even if the actual job requires something more than what you have, there can be a way for you to experiment. Because here's the other thing, just like what happened with me with retreats, you may find that your initial thought isn't actually the answer of where you want to sit and stay for a while. So I was continuing to work my 9-to-5 as I was getting credentialed in coaching, and I was putting myself out there, but you know what? There were no clients coming my way. I think that maybe I had a free client, maybe one, that was in my niche and what I thought was my zone of genius, but that may not even be true. Honestly, I can't even remember. There were no clients during this time. And I think that was because I did not put myself out there in the right ways. I sort of expected this just to come to me. And that is what happens in corporate. You are in a job and you have a work statement and your skills are ready and work comes to you. That is not what happens in entrepreneurship. And so luckily I still had my 9-to-5, but I had to kind of understand that this was going to be a really different beast than what I had grown up in from a professional standpoint. And later on this season, I'm going to be talking about corporate trauma, all the things I had to unlearn when moving from being a working 9-to-5 mama to a mompreneur. And this isn't necessarily a trauma, but something that I had to unlearn was the work wasn't just going to come my way because I was ready, willing, and able. So I had my, now I was in this space where I had my 9-to-5. I was credentialed as a coach. I was trying to do all the things. And what I wanted to do, I'm going to go back to those two words. I wanted a replacement income before leaving my 9-to-5. At this point, I had two kids, two and under. So my daughter was just turned 2 when my son was born. And that is when I got credentialed with the ICF, is when I had these two babies. And I thought I could have these two babies and work my 9-to-5 and build a business all at the same time. And I couldn't do it. I was too tired and I had priorities that out-prioritized my business at that time. And that was something that was true for me. Now, I will say this might not be true for you. You may very well be able to find that space and ability to prioritize building a business when you are when you have young kids, when you have a 9-to-5, and that is amazing for you. And if you can do that, awesome. But I also want to say, if you can't, you are not a failure. It is not that you're good enough. You're just different. You're you. And that's on purpose. So for me, I wasn't able to juggle all three things. And so I had to prioritize myself, my children, and my 9-to-5 because those were the commitments that I made. And as I did that, the feeling of divine discontent continued. So even though I had gone through this journey of exploration and discovery, finding what are these new ways that I can express myself professionally, it didn't really change that feeling inside of me. And as I continued to be coached and pray around, what does this need to look like? What I found was that my expectation of having a replacement income was what was holding me back from taking that next step. For me, I had to leave my 9-to-5 before I had any semblance of a replacement income. And I did that. Now, I will say I had the full support of my husband. I'm also going to be super honest with you, though, and say I had just come off of 2 maternity leaves when maternity leave was not a thing. I had my kiddos before companies had any kind of paid maternity leave. And so we had really dipped into savings in order to provide our family with an appropriate maternity leave. I took 4 months with my first and 6 months with my second. And so I just come off of that. And we had bought a new house and all of these things. And so we didn't have a ton of money in savings at this time. So I had no replacement income. I didn't have a ton of money in savings. And yet we still felt called, and I say we, my husband and I still felt called that this was the right step to make. And it was really, really scary. I am not going to lie. And for such a long time, the money, the replacement income is what kept me up at night. And it took me 2 years before I started feeling confident in my ability to make money when I needed to make it. And that, my friends, was a huge mindset block that I was fighting that whole time, this idea of needing to have this replacement income. And that's kind of jumping ahead, but if you're feeling that requirement as well, I want you to explore that. Do you really need a replacement income? I thought that I did, but I was wrong. And sometimes I think that we believe these half-truths, and those half-truths prevent us from moving forward. So again, just an invitation to wonder and explore the thought of what is preventing you from taking this next step. So we are going to move into kind of the winter time of 2019. And at this point, I still have some of my 9-to-5 hanging on. And I was miserable. The divine discontent had grown and grown and grown into this massive cloud of misery. It took everything from me to work a job that old me loved. But I knew that I was in the wrong spot. So part of me kind of laughs and feels like it started as divine discontent. And had I really listened to the Lord, I would have jumped a lot sooner. But he kept sending me more and more divine discontent until I finally listened up. So know too, like, the Lord will be faithful. It's not like you have this one chance to do something, and if you don't do it today, it won't be there for you anymore. That's not how God works. It's not what I found to be the case for me. So it was the new year, and my very first day back at work after taking time off for the holiday, I got one email in my inbox, and it just triggered me like no other. I think it was the bureaucracy, the busy work, being told to lead with influence as opposed to from title. And I mean, all of the nonsense that you know about because you're a corporate mama, you get it. It can be really hard just to do a good job because of all of the ridiculous red tape and rules that can get in your way. And so I immediately reached out to my amazing friend and coach, Robin Shear, and I said, I need a session. And so we had a session that afternoon. And in that session, as she's coaching me, God came to me. And I am so lucky to be able to have really intense moments where I can see in my mind, like visually, the Lord and what, and I can hear his voice and receive messages in that way. And we all receive messages from the Lord differently and in many different ways. So again, I am sharing this to explore or explain one path. But if you don't have this specific ability to hear from the Lord, that's okay. You have others. So we're in session and God came to me and I saw his shoulder, his arm, and his hand reaching out to me and saying, "It's time to come with me. Take my hand." And it's funny because his hand kind of looked like King Triton. Like, if I could draw a hand, which I know is one of the hardest things to draw, that is what it looked like. It probably would look just like King Triton's hand. Just very strong and durable and wise. And I saw sort of like a sunset in the background and a path. And he said, "Hillary, it's time. Take my hand. Let's go." And I knew in that moment that I had to leave, that for me, having the 9-to-5 was acting as a security blanket, a safety net. The replacement income was a mindset trap that I was falling into. These things were holding me back from what God wanted next for me. And so I left. I put in that day, I put in my 2 weeks notice. Now, again, I had the support of my husband, but we didn't have a financial plan. I didn't really have a business plan. I mean, I kind of did at this time. I had a website. I knew what I wanted to work with people on, and I was ready to go. But now, what I know now in terms of what it takes to actually launch a successful business, I didn't have any of that good stuff. But I thought that I did, and so we were ready to go. What was so surprising to me is this was not the end of peeling back the layers of what I was meant to do. And what I've come to discover now is that I don't know if that time ever comes. And so after I left, I felt relief. I felt like I was finally doing, like, in the right place at the right time for the first time in a long while. So that freedom and flexibility came immediately, because what I wanted to get rid of that discontented feeling that I had. But what I really wanted is I wanted freedom to be able to arrange my day, my week, my month, my year exactly how I wanted to do it. I wanted the flexibility to be able to work for a little bit and then not work for a little bit. If I wanted to work out in the morning or at lunch or at 2 o'clock, it didn't really matter. I could do what I wanted. Then I could take my kids to school. I could pick them up, all the things, right? Like, I wanted to be able to decide. I wanted to be able to be in the driver's seat. And those things came immediately. And oh my gosh, it was such a breath of fresh air. And it felt so good. Also, the ability to be creative and learn something new was also so refreshing. And so as I started to use my skills in different ways required of an entrepreneur, it was really fun and exciting, and it kept my attention. And so days would just fly by. So these things happened immediately. I didn't see that financial abundance was happening immediately. That was the part, like I said, that kept me up at night. Looking back, however, I can see that financial abundance was had, because there was not a day that went by that we couldn't pay our bills. Now, money came from places other than my job, and I had such a narrow mindset. I had such little imagination about how God could provide. I thought God needs to provide through me making money off my work. And my work is being a coach, very specifically. But God was like, "Yeah, Hill, I am bigger than that. I am smarter than that. And I'm way more creative than that." And so we would be able to make ends meet. And it would be in ways that I couldn't understand and I didn't see coming. And it was in ways that was never through my job. My new job, my mompreneur job, the thing that I thought was going to get me, like, hit 10K in 90 days or what. I mean, like, you guys, you've heard all the things. If you have looked at all about how to get into entrepreneurship, you have heard all the things. 90 days to 90K, get your first 10K month, get to six figures in your first year of business, all of these things. I thought that was going to happen for me. And I invested in the people and the tools and the content in order to get me there. But that wasn't what God had in mind for me. I had to learn that financial abundance was much larger and more creative than my narrow understanding. So when I'm looking at what I really want from being a mompreneur, I want flexibility, I want freedom, I want financial abundance, and I want to be able to live into my kingdom calling. Those things all started happening right away. My ability to perceive them in action was different than reality. So I just want to kind of share that what I wanted did happen right away, but that journey of discovery and of honing and of growing never stopped. So if you are right now feeling divine discontent, if you are wondering how in the world you could ever come up with a replacement income to be able to leave your 9-to-5 and do what you actually want to do, I am going to ask you to wonder. Now, the definition of wonder, if we really think about it, it's like to admire something with awe. And I'm just pulling that out of my brain. I think that it's something like that. But actually to sit back and be positively and excitedly curious about the options that could be, and understanding that our God is so creative that our tiny little human pea brains can't even comprehend. And so really ask yourself, what if I didn't have to do blank, then I would be able to leave my business? Or if only this thing could happen, then I could leave and start my business. Fill in those blanks, mama. What are the things that you truly feel like are holding you back? And then maybe pray, and not maybe pray, always pray, all day, every day pray, but pray, maybe talk to someone you really trust, or heck, talk to me, shoot me a DM. And ask yourself and ask them, is this true? Is this thing that I've identified as being in between me and being able to leave my 9-to-5 and live into my kingdom calling actually standing in my way? Or perhaps, are you afraid? Are you afraid of financial ruin? Are you afraid of failure? Are you afraid of being mocked, made fun of, or disappointing the people around you? Because I was all of those things. I was all of those things. And even after I left, I was still some of those things. If you're feeling afraid, what are you afraid of? Maybe it's different than the ones I just listed out. But God does not work through fear like this. You can find God anywhere, but that fear is not there by God. And if anything, it's the enemy putting that fear in your mind and in your life to prevent you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. So I hope that some of my story has resonated with you. Obviously, a lot of things have changed and time has passed since that amazing day in January of 2020 in which I left my 9-to-5 and started my mompreneur journey. But that can be for another time. I just kind of wanted to show you that it took me from the moment my first baby was born in 2015 to the day I left my job in 2020, 5 years of searching and discovery, unearthing, of praying. It took me 2 years to actually leave. I knew I needed to leave. It took me 2 years. And when I ended up leaving, I didn't have a replacement income. I didn't have a huge, cushy financial landing pad there for me. And God provided. So I'm really going to urge you to feel the Holy Spirit. I'm going to urge you to pray. Come into community with other people who can support you in this journey and peel back the layers. I want nothing more than for you to be able to share your gifts with the world, to enter into your kingdom calling. I want nothing more than for you to absolutely love expressing yourself as an individual, as a professional, as well as really being able to live into being a mom, and that those two things don't have to be at constant odds with one another. Okay, mama, I'm going to leave it here. I feel like there's probably a lot of stones I left unturned, but I also don't want to talk your ear off all day, every day. I can't wait for next week when I come at you with episode 3. I'm going to be talking all about keeping God at the center of your mompreneur journey and at the center of your business. So be sure to come back next week. And until then, come hang out with me on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. Let me know how this resonated with you and tell me a little bit about your story. Because like I said, one of the reasons why I did this today is because I want to get to know you more. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. For more resources, be sure to check out today's show notes and follow the Motivated Mompreneur on Instagram. And remember, you were created on purpose for a purpose, and the world needs your gifts to be shared. I'm praying for you and sending you so much love. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to my mommy's podcast. Mwah!